Awake, again. It seems there is no stopping Spain's Cumbre Vieja volcanic flow. Earlier, the giant crater fell silent, leaving an eerie calm in what were once lively coastal villages. It has caused so much destruction. Homes and memories of generations of families living on the volcano's foothill, charred by the swelling and pouring lava as it inches towards the ocean. How to explain this loss to her grandchildren, wonders Andrea Rodriguez Concepcion.
The truth is, I'm very sad. Everyone is losing their homes. The volcano keeps me up at night. This is a shock to all of us.
Panicked villagers are fleeing. Others are staying put despite the dangers. Almost 7,000 people are displaced and cannot return to their homes.
It is very unpredictable, the situation. It's very tense and calm at the same time. So to manage this stress in a very long race, because this is not a speed race for us, we are going to work for weeks with them, is the most difficult thing.
Experts fear what will happen when the lava of 1,000 degrees Celsius reaches the cold Atlantic Ocean. A haze of toxic chemicals made up of sulfur dioxide, hydrochlorine, and volcanic acid will fill the air. This is likely to cause skin and eye irritation. Breathing the fumes can be fatal. Shipping vessels have been advised to stay clear of the area to avoid being exposed to potential acid rainfalls.
There is no escaping volcanic activity on the island of La Palma. Look right behind me. Blowing in the sky is a cloud of ash from Cumbre Vieja, and we're in the southwest of the island. Here, authorities have even started recording seismic activity with tremors gaining intensity, putting at risk this small village of Fuencaliente on the edge of the cliff.
Fuencaliente's tourist hotels have become shelters for the displaced. Schools are shut, with authorities in the area calling on people to stay indoors. Andrea watches, powerless, an unfolding tragedy, rattled by the powerful sound of nature. Tonight, again, she will not sleep. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Fuencaliente, La Palma, Spain.